Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me here is, same as always, one number from anywhere, literally. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. We have not had a winner in the contests yet. First, identifying the mystery photograph that's on dirtdoctor.com. It's obvious it's a plant. It ought to be fairly easy for you to get. Maybe not, but has not been awarded yet. The prize is the organic course, the online course that we provide. Through the Texas Organic Research Center, the Natural Organic Certification Course. It's for people in the business as well as for homeowners. We have just had something nice happen this past week. One company signed up for six of their employees to take the course, listeners of the show, and we're delighted to have them on board. And that a little bit of a discount is available for people that, do that, go that route, for multiple people taking the course or nonprofits and that sort of thing. So if you have questions, it's all right there for you on dirtdoctor.com. You can call the phone number if you have any other specific questions. We are still taking guesses on the breed mix of Nelly, our mutt, our new mutt. And if you haven't heard me talk about it, we've had a delay in the awarding the prizes because we're still looking at the test results. There was a little bit of head scratching about it. We got some basic information, but not quite as much detailed information as I like, and we're looking into that a little bit more thoroughly. But we will be awarding those prizes for the people that get the closest to one very interesting dog, Nelly, right away. One of the things that she has, besides this tree climbing ability, which has been put on the shelf for a little while because she got her toenails trimmed by a company that we boarded her with that we weren't real happy about, but she'll probably be back in business after her toenails grow out. It's probably best that she take a little time off because she fell out not too long ago, zooming up the tree. But another interesting thing that she has, I don't know if it shows up in any of the photographs we have for the contest, but she's got, instead of one dew claw, you know, it's that kind of artificial little thumb claw, she has two on each front paw, and they're only connected by skin and very, very wobbly around. I think a lot of people cut them off, but I think they're kind of cute, so I'm leaving them on there for now. Let's see, what else I need to tell you about? We've got some new advertisers. One I've mentioned before, a lot of people are asking us about compost. What's a good, trustworthy compost to buy, and where do you get the lava sand that I recommend so highly? And we have an advertiser now that has that in the Dallas-Fort Worth area available to you. It's not available across the country yet, but in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, it's GWG Wood Group, GWG Wood Group, and their telephone number is 866-673-8996. And I told everybody that we had a new advertiser coming on, and we had a lot of response to it. They're on board now, and it's a soil testing kit. Very impressed with it. It's very simple to use and gives real clear-cut recommendations from an organic standpoint. They do chemical recommendations as well, but they do the organic, which is, of course, what we recommend. Their website is unibest.com. UNIBEST, unibest.com. Their telephone number is 877-535-2478. 877-535-2478. Gosh, I look at things and say something completely different. It's 877-535-2478. 1-800-875-4479. Okay, I need to cover a couple of things for about Torque. We've got a lot of new organic updates on the Torque website, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. If you go to the website, just look over on the right-hand side in that column of titles. Those are the newest things that have been added to the Torque website. There's some information on bees and fungicide-laced foods. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new papers on glyphosate and the dangers of Roundup and the active ingredient glyphosate specifically, adverse impacts on the health of liver and kidneys, and that's part of the glyphosate thing. And then a little bit of information on the flu vaccine, which I mentioned briefly last week, that has not had good percentages of keeping people from that disease. And I know it's a big, big problem across the country, but if you've had the flu or thinking about flu shots or whatever, you might want to read that that article. It's right there on Dirt. Well, you can go through DirtDoctor.com and just click on the Torque button up at the top, T-O-R-C, Texas Organic Research Center. Click on that. That takes you to Torque, or you can just go directly to the website, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. And it is the nonprofit, and it's a 501c3. It's the nonprofit that's behind the online course that we provide, and it's the nonprofit that we're trying to raise money for, are raising money for with the sale of books and the donations. And all that information is right there for you under the red buttons at the top of the page on DirtDoctor.com. Open line, if you want to jump on here, at 866-444-3478. Let's go to Bill right now in Rowlett, Texas. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I love your show.
Thanks.
I got a couple of real quick tree questions. One is, we were hit by that tornado back in day after Christmas 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And took a direct hit, but my red oak withstood the tornado. But, of course, it had a few broken branches and whatnot. So I had a local tree company, you know, take out the broken branches, and I wasn't here when they did it, and I'm not sure they didn't take off more than they should. But anyway, my main question is, I've got at least 100 that I can see, it looks like anyway, these suckers coming up from some of the main branches of the tree.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, because I listen to your show, should I leave those there, or are they going to cause problems later, making the branch too heavy, or should I have them removed? Or
these grew this past growing season, just once?
Sure, yeah, one, right after the, well, actually, I guess the last two growing seasons.
Two growing seasons, okay.
Most of them are, you know, maybe about the same width-wise right now, about the, you know, pencil width.
Okay. What I normally do, and I've done it on one live oak where we had some storm damage at my house, I'll tend to pick out which one of those sucker growths is the largest and looks like the healthiest, and I'll leave it for a while and cut the others off so all the energy goes into that one.
I see.
And I can prune it. Anybody can prune it. Those suckers to go the direction you want them to go by simply pruning back to a bud, leaving a bud at the end that's pointing the way you want it to continue to grow. Whatever bud you leave as the last part after you've made a cut, that's the direction, exact direction that that new growth will go. And so I'd take some of them off, not leave them all. It gets a little messy looking. And I think from the health standpoint of the tree, it sounds like maybe, well, the storm probably took a bunch of stuff out, and maybe they did take a little too much out. But if you use that technique of pruning, I think you can be back in a real graceful, full shape within a few years.
Fantastic. Secondly, my 4 20-year-old crepe myrtles that were beautiful that I had lining my back fence,
uh-huh,
they didn't make it.
Uh-oh.
So they all got uprooted. So I took them out and took them down to the stump. Of course, you know, as a crepe myrtle will, they've sent up shoots all over the
right.
place.
Right. I was wondering if you were having that happen.
That's, yeah, I did, and we let it grow last year because our dogs have a tendency of chewing on our fence. So we wanted that to protect the back fence, plus we wanted kind of a hedge back there. I was thinking about leaving those just as a shrub form. Do you think that'll be okay?
Well, you can leave them as a shrub form, or you can do the same thing I was talking about with the limbs in the oak tree. You can leave the one strongest cane and cut all the others away, or leave two or three if you want to. Let me talk to you off the air real quick. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Ah, the pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy,
controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's see if Bill is there. Bill, you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry. I tried to talk to you off the air, but our phones are not cooperating this morning. So the only thing I was going to say before you left is that I was kind of rushed there. When you have a crepe myrtle that's coming back from the top being killed or being cut down or whatever, you can go the bushy route and have the multiple stems. But a better way to go, I would personally like it better, is to pick out the one stem that's the largest and looks the healthiest, just like we were talking about pruning the trees. Let it grow and become a single stem crepe myrtle. They're really, really unusual and really beautiful. So you can go either way you want to go.
Like it, and kind of debating back and forth. But if we're going to do it, we need to do it now, because it's coming back very vigorously. So
yeah, and the other thing, I'm continuing to work on one of my big crepe myrtles at the office that had some issues when it was younger, of continuing to take more and more off of the flare at the base. And it's right. Amazing how crepe myrtles respond to that if you just dramatically expose the bases of the trees. Were yours white or red or pink? What color were they?
They were a dark pink.
Okay. Well, they're pretty tough, so I'd definitely do what you're thinking about doing one way or the other, either multi-stems or save one stem and create a beautiful single trunk crepe myrtle.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
Can I get one last real quick one in?
Yeah, sure.
Planted a peach tree last year. Right now it's probably, I guess, at the tallest point, about 7 foot. I don't want to prune too early because I don't want to encourage buds. But it needs to have a very little bit of pruning done to it, because it's so young. But is now a good time? Or
now is okay. Anytime in the dormant season is okay. And commercial people prune all through the winter because of they don't have the luxury of waiting late. For you with one tree, the ideal time would be to wait a while and do it just before the buds start to swell for the spring. That's the perfect time to do it. And you want to trim a peach tree so that a lot of the limbs are left growing at a 45 degree angle. You have that kind of a vase shape, because the peaches will form will produce better on limbs growing at a 45 degree angle than out perpendicular or straight up.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. Let's see who is next up. Tina's been holding a long time. Hi, Tina in Dallas.
Tina, this is Regina. Regina in Dallas.
Hi, Regina. What's up?
Hi.
That's a funny way to spell Regina, but go ahead.
That's okay. I have so much to report about the fluoride issue that's happened in the last 3 months. In September 19th, a 12-year study.
Give us the shorthand version, if you would.
Okay, shorthand version. Let's screech forward. The North Dallas Gazette has had three articles. One, the first one the reporter wrote, "Is Dallas water too dangerous to drink?" Okay, so the North Dallas Gazette, people can go there. This just came out about 4 days ago, and there's a lot of comments on it. And then also, so my website, dogsagainstfluoridation.com, we're changing the name, or we're actually kind of morphing it to Dallas for Safer Water. Howard, I know that you're concerned about arsenic in the soil. Well, I did an open records request, and one of the deliveries of the HFS, the hydrofluorosilicic acid, that Dallas uses to raise the fluoride level, the specification for what is allowed for that delivery, you know, is 100 parts per million arsenic. Well, in October of 2017, it was 99.84 parts per million. And there were two other deliveries that were right at 100 parts per million arsenic. Okay?
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, when I talk to three people that are, you know, scientific-y people, they're like, 100, if it's that close, that's too close to the margin of error, you know, 99.84 and 100. So they should have rejected those. And also, it's debatable whether it even went over 100 parts per million. Anyways, so there's a big push on again for the Dallas City Council to halt the fluoridation process until it can be proven safe and effective. Because, I'm sorry, now if I have a second to tell you, the 12-year U.S. study that came out in September was conclusive that women that were pregnant drinking optimally fluoridated water, that percentage, which is 0.7 parts per million, the IQ of the babies was up to 6 points lower in those children of mothers having, not necessarily drinking, but having 0.7 parts per million fluoride. Okay, so that's real important. And then the other real big thing, you're going to like this, I think. Six different organizations are suing the EPA under a toxic, there's a name for it. I'm in the car on the way to church, so I don't have the thing. But the judge, December 21st in California, because the EPA, when the citizens and these organizations went to the EPA and said, you're not doing your job safeguarding the people against these toxic things, you know, fluoride and arsenic and blah, blah, blah. And they blew them off like they always did. They said, this isn't pertinent. This isn't important. Well, they sued the EPA. And in December 21st, the San Francisco federal judge, denied the motion for the EPA to move the case forward. So there is going to be a federal, what is that called? A federal court case against the EPA that they're not safeguarding the water like they
do. Well, there's even a new issue that just came up I read about, and that is that radium is in the water here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm going to have to go, but I appreciate your report. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com, that's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'm going to comment on the water thing just a little bit more, but let me talk to a couple of people here that have been holding, and then I'll do that. Telephone number, by the way, when you hear somebody go away, is 866-444-3478. Here's Bill listening on our Dirt Doctor app in Cole Camp, Missouri. Is that right, Bill?
Yep, that's right.
What can I do for you?
I got a wild guess on the plant.
The mystery.
Is that a macro shot of a – go ahead.
The mystery photo? Yeah.
Yeah, the mystery photo. Is that a close-up shot of a juniper?
It is not a juniper, but it's not too far distant kin to a juniper. Appreciate you, your guess. Do you have anything else for me?
Yeah, I got another question.
Sure.
I've enjoyed using cover crops and composting. And do you have a suggestion for a small woody shrub that you might grow? Or I might grow deliberately to run over with a flail mower and collect and put in my compost or run through a shredder. Like a particularly beneficial plant, you know, like...
That's an interesting question. I've never thought about it from that standpoint. Really anything there, and you could do ground covers and that would come back real easily and do it. You could use dwarf hollies. To do that, there's a lot of dwarf hollies that would do well there for you in Missouri. There are some low-growing viburnums that you could look into. And, you know, you mentioned junipers. There's some low-growing junipers that, like Bar Harbor juniper and some of those that would be in that category as well. You have to be a little bit careful, Bill, with that idea on a woody plant and cutting it back real heavily. That you don't want to kill it. You want it to come back. So you need to cut maybe 50% of the top growth off of it, and then, you know, let it grow back again. Because if you cut it all the way to the ground, most plants would probably bite the bullet and give up. The plants that would not give up and would continue to come back would be the tall grasses, the tall native grasses, like Big and Little Bluestem, Indian grass, switch grass, you know, those kind of things. You see what I mean?
Yep.
And you'd get quite a bit of bio matter out of those, and they would come back. They'd continue to come back up. Tell you another one that you could look into, and this might be the best one of all. There is a dwarf bamboo. I've got some at the house that have held. I've had them for a long time. They function as a ground cover, and they're just like the big bamboo. They're permanent. You know, they're grasses, and they come back, and they'd be woody. So I would look at the bamboo companies that are online and maybe your local garden centers and see if they can get you some dwarf bamboo. And you might even do a combination of dwarf bamboo and the tall prairie grasses, like I mentioned, and that would give you some terrific biomass to keep cutting back, and it would just keep growing right back. I think that might be the best way to go of all.
Yeah, sounds great, Howard. Thanks again. Great show.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Bill.
Right.
And that app, yeah, is available to everybody. You can go to just the App Store, and it's the Dirt Doctor app. You can listen to podcasts. We put all the shows on the website under podcast. The live show is every Sunday, like you're listening to now, 8 o'clock until 11 Dallas time. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get away from him. I'm on all over the place there. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The fluoride thing, let me go ahead and get Larry. He's been holding a while, too, in Utah. What's up, Larry?
Yeah, I was wondering about the use of lava sand. How effective is it to use just as a top dressing in your beds? Because my beds are all well-established, and I can't work it into the soil.
It's pretty good to use that way. In fact, it's not a bad way to go at all. I put it out that same way in my gardens from time to time, just adding a little bit more. It will eventually sift down through and get in the top inch or so of the soil and do a lot of good there. It would be better if it were mixed into the top 6 inches of the soil, but being on the surface, you definitely get benefit from it, no question about it.
Okay, great. What about the same thing with coffee grounds?
Yeah, same thing. Coffee grounds have a couple of beneficial points. One is they're 100% organic matter. They're building the carbon in the soil, which we want to continue to do. It's one of the main things that we try to accomplish with the organic program. But coffee grounds are also very quick to grow fungus, beneficial fungus. And so you get the microbiotic activity as well as the raise in the carbon level in the soil. There's also a little bit of NPK and a lot of trace minerals in coffee grounds as well. I like them, use them a lot myself.
Okay, great. Well, I found a source for lava sand here in Utah. So,
oh, great.
The place that you've been advertising only have it in, in bulk cubic yards, I think, is the only way they ship it right now.
Oh, you found somebody selling smaller amounts?
I think we did too.
I think the company we advertise has a relationship with somebody else too. Send us an email on it where yours is. I'd be delighted to know another source.
Okay, yeah, I checked with the one that you advertise, and they don't have it in any smaller amounts.
Okay.
They said they're working on it, but they don't have it right now.
They are working on it. I've been working on it for a while. So send us the information on your source, and we'll try to help out some more people.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Bye.
Let's go to, well, let me do this. This fluoride thing and the contamination of the water. Yeah, there was an article just this past couple of weeks about the fact that Dallas, this is wonderful to have heard about, Dallas has some of the worst water in the United States as far as contamination goes. And, you know, we've known about what Regina was calling about, the fluoride thing. We've known about that contamination for a long time. And, yes, I'm totally opposed to that. It's really a scam about what's going on with fluoride being put in water. It's an industrial waste product. There's natural fluoride already in the water. And the thing goes on and on. You can go to the websites that talk about all this stuff and get the details if you are hearing about this for the first time. But the new thing that came up was this radium in the water. I think it was radium. It was one of the really nasty chemicals, and we've got a pretty high level here. So the bottom line on that, and I think we've got a new advertiser coming on board sometime soon. I sure hope so. That's a water filter system company. We haven't had that for a long time. But for as far as your health goes, one of the things that should be top of the list for you to do is have as good and consistent of water filtering system at your house as you possibly can. Some of the filters take out certain things, heavy metals, pesticides, things like that. Others take out other things. So it's not completely simple to do, but any filtering that you do, and drink a lot of water. A lot of water is very good for you, but a lot of water that's contaminated is obviously very questionable. So we're going to be hopefully talking about this more and more, but any of you around the country get an opportunity to oppose fluoride going into the water, I would totally be on board for that. And then getting the rest of the toxic chemicals out of the water is certainly a close second to do. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Don, listening on WCPT, as several calling this morning have been, in Chicago. Next up, hey, Don.
Hey, Howard. Love your show.
Thank you.
I have a question for you about corn gluten meal. I buy that in the springtime to suppress weeds.
Mm-hmm.
How long would I have to wait to put down grass seed?
That's a good question. The efficacy of corn gluten meal as a natural pre-emergent will vary. It'll vary a little bit more than the chemical pre-emergence, you know, that I don't recommend because of biological activity that's associated with the corn gluten meal and the healthy organic soil and all that. I think that if you're organic, the period of time is probably less than is when people are first getting started and the soil health is not there, because the microbes probably gobble it up and take away the some of the pre-emergent capabilities. A lot of the corn gluten meal folks, the people in that business, will tell you that the window is about 6 weeks. I think in a lot of cases it wouldn't quite be that long. Ideally, getting the corn gluten meal out, whether you're doing it in the spring or the fall, and it's harder in the fall than it is in the spring, because of the, you know, the way the temperatures roller coastering, but to get it out as close to the time that that seed is going to be trying to germinate, the better it's going to work. And it's just a guess, you know, on your part and my part, as when that ideal day is going to be. We'll start talking about the springtime application of corn gluten meal in late winter, and we'll start putting it out in a lot of the places in the country, you know, in February and then in through March. And it just depends on where you are and how soon, you know, it's going to be warm.
Yeah.
Any other questions? I don't know how to tell you any more detail than that. What we do in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for example, is we usually put it out somewhere around February the 15th, middle of February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, around here they say when the forsythias bloom. which is
That's not a bad way to do it. Some of the people in Texas recommend that same thing. It's probably a key that I should talk about more. Yeah, when that forsythia and those yellow flowers are on there, and maybe the other spring flowering plants will give you a key as well. That's probably a pretty good time to start thinking about putting the corn gluten meal out. And even if you miss the pre-emergent herbicidal value of it, which you probably won't if you use that technique, you'll still have the value of the wonderful organic fertilizer. It's very powerful.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm trying to rejuvenate my lawn, so I wanted to change the seed.
Okay. Well, the seed should go down after, corn gluten meal should go down after the seed is germinated that you're trying to grow. Let me put you on hold if you had something else.
Okay.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
The pursuit of anti-aging. We diet, exercise, use the latest moisturizers, but did you know that dietary supplements can make a huge difference too? Our body's master antioxidant, glutathione, plays a significant role in the anti-aging process by helping to keep our strands of DNA healthy. At the end of our DNA strands are telomeres, little caps that protect our DNA and chromosomes. Over time, these caps can become frayed and cell aging accelerates. Anti-aging studies suggest that by boosting our body's glutathione levels, we can reduce telomere shortening and help protect our DNA. But since our glutathione levels decrease as we age, we need some help. RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable supplement that is transforming the future of anti-aging health and wellness. RegActive features ME3, which has over 20 years of research and is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in our body, helping to support our cellular and anti-aging health. RegActive is available on Amazon.com. That's RegActiv.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities.
visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was talking about the corn gluten meal, and I needed to go back over that because there's a couple of points about that for people to know. The corn gluten meal is a very powerful natural fertilizer, organic fertilizer. It's a good one. The research on it came from Iowa State a long time ago. They've kind of backed off on recommending it, and there's a bunch of people out there that badmouth it and say it doesn't work and all kinds of things. And all those people are associated with chemical fertilizers, you know, obvious thing they're trying to do. The corn gluten meal is also a natural pre-emergent fertilizer, natural pre-emergent, not just a fertilizer. It has an analysis. It'll say on the bags of corn gluten meal of 900. The actual analysis is more like 1011, but the people that manufacture and put it on the market don't want to put an analysis on there that if it got tested, it'd be too close, maybe a little bit less, you know, and get red tagged on the shelf. So most of them just say that it's 911, but 900, but at 1011, or between 900 and 1011, it's still a powerful organic fertilizer. And if it goes out at before the seed germinate, what it does is the seeds of the plants germinate as far as top growth, but they don't develop any roots. And that's how it kills. It doesn't keep the seed from germinating. It just makes it do a strange thing. It doesn't create any roots. If you put it out and then water and water and water and water and keep the soil really moist, really wet, or if you hit a rainy period, the water will overrule the pre-emergent factor in the corn gluten meal, and you won't get any weed suppression. The last caller's question was primarily about when can I plant seed that I want to grow, that I don't want to hurt. And the answer is pretty simple in that case. It's you wait until the vegetables or the grasses or whatever ground covers that you have planted have germinated and are starting to grow. Then you put the corn gluten meal out, and it has no herbicidal effect at that point at all. It just has fertilizer effect. So that's the answer to the main question I think that we had a minute ago, I just wanted to make sure that was cleared up. Let me see where we're going now. And that number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Here is Gallimore, is that right, in Colleyville?
That's correct.
What can I do for you?
Well, first of all, I got turned on to you, I believe it was 10 years ago. It was August. I had a $350 water bill, and the property's not that large. So I called one of your broadcasts, I believe it was on Saturdays at that time. And so since that period of time to now, I have been totally organic, probably way too much, more than the average user. In the last couple of years, in my lawn, which is Bermuda, which I like, and it's being taken over, started out gradually, now it's gotten a lot more aggressive with clover. And I'm lost at how to get rid of the clover to get the Bermuda back into the dominant position.
Well, the clover that you have, is it a low-growing, real dense clover that has white flowers in the spring, in the summertime?
No. It's the one that's green, the lighter green, but it doesn't flower at all.
Really? Well, all clover flowers. I wonder why yours isn't showing up.
Well, maybe it's not a clover then. It has a three leaf to it, and it's probably the largest, would be the size of a thumbnail coming off.
Okay. Well, there's a clover called burr clover that has very, very small yellow flowers, and they may not –
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Excuse me, that's correct.
All right. Well, burr clover can be used as a cover crop and be beneficial, but it's more of a weed than the white one. That's why I was trying to figure out which clover we had. I actually like the white dwarf white clover and plant it on purpose myself. The burr clover you can knock out right away with the commercial product called Agra Lawn Crabgrass Killer. Agrilon Crabgrass Killer is the only selective organic herbicide on the market at this time. It's made out of, believe it or not, baking soda and cinnamon. And what you do is on a warm day when, you know, it's active, in this case it can be done, you know, in the dormant season because the clovers, you know, and it's bright and sunny and pretty warm, they're going to be growing. You wet the area down and you put this product out. You can do this when the summer grasses are there. It won't hurt the summer grasses at all. But you wet the area down, you dust this material out, and it kills the weeds and doesn't hurt the grass. Now, while the summer grasses are dormant, which they are right now, I just wrote a column about this for the Dallas Morning News. You can spray the whole area with vinegar, 20% vinegar, the label product, or use my formula to make the 10% mixture, or use one of the fatty acid products like BioSafe and spray and kill that burr clover now, and it won't hurt the turf. And then you can start using organic fertilizers heavier and encourage your turf grasses to come on. That's
And what was the name of it again, Howard? Name of the product?
Well, the selective one is Agrilon Crabgrass Killer, but the vinegar and the BioSafe product can be sprayed right now, and they're not selective, but they'll kill and won't hurt the turf grass because they're dormant. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be right back.